We're at an amazing venue in Leeds Town Hall, ready for the biggest Better Culture ever. And with me are Richard Mickey and Ivor Timchak, the brains behind... Well, I think your brain's behind it. The brains behind Better Culture.
I'll go for the beauty.
So, we're about an hour and a half away. How are you feeling, guys?
Pretty calm, actually, because it's all set up. Just a bit overawed by the venue, because it's amazing, to say the least.
I feel like a child that's been let loose in the biggest doll's house that they can imagine and being told, go and play. So, yeah, really excited. Looking forward to tonight.
And we've got an amazing roster of presenters here.
Yeah, we've got all sorts from live musical acts to, to be honest, people are going to have to come and see because we don't like to give away the game before we even start. We've got a stellar lineup, to say the least.
It's an eclectic mix, as always, at Better Culture. So people will be surprised, amazed, they'll... tears, they'll pass out. No, if they drink too much, I suppose. But every emotion going, they will have it.
Better Culture's come a long way from that dingy room at Temple Works. Lovely room, though it was. But to this amazing cabaret-style venue in this massive building.
Yeah, we're not quite sure how it happened, really. It's been an incredible ride. And to say that when we started doing it, we had no idea of... You know, we just thought, let's just do one event. And then, people said, well, when's the next one? When's the next one? And without any effort at all, it seems, here we are. It's bizarre. And we're so grateful that it's come about. I mean, it's happened because the public have demanded it. They clearly get something out of it. And it's the public that have generated this response. And so, yeah, fantastic achievement for the people of Leeds. And I think we've got a little community going here now.
So we've got 370 people coming here tonight?
Yes, it's a sellout, and there are still people clamouring on Twitter to try and get spare tickets, but unfortunately, they're all gone.
Well, so there's a lesson for people. Don't leave it till the last minute.
Absolutely,
next time.
Yeah. Well, we thought this was going to be a big one. I was just a bit surprised that the tickets didn't go quicker than they did in the early days. But, people don't know what they're going to be doing in a week's time or whatever, so I can understand people saying, well, I'll just wait till... it's nearer the time. But we were taken aback by the response to it, and we're grateful. Thank you.
Yeah, so, I mean, do you think that this sort of venue might change the way Better Culture is? Or is it still going to be the same thing that we saw in that venue?
Everyone who comes to the Better Culture complains that if you take it bigger, it'll ruin it. But actually, when they've been, they say, it was different. Neither better nor worse, it was just different. It's still the Better Culture event, but the venue tends to change the event, gives it a different kind of feel. So
I think the Town Hall is another step on our journey. We've done the Corn Exchange, then we went back to smaller venues, we've done secret gigs, and we'll continue to do that. So it's just another step. It's just something different again, and we'll continue to change because that's what keeps us, that's why, hopefully, I think that's why we are where we are.
We still don't take ourselves seriously, so even when we put in a serious venue, in inverted commas, we're just playing with it, really, and seeing what we can get out of it, being as creative as possible with it. And I mean, you can hear the interval musicians practicing in the background there. So it's going to be a great night for everyone who attends.
Fabulous. And so for people who've not been to Better Culture before and are missing out, can you just sum up what it is?
No. It's a cabaret of ideas. And actually, somebody came up with a great description of it, which I thought that's equally valid. They described it as a bunch of bloggers turning up to do a post with slides. Yeah. I thought, actually, that's a very accurate description.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Yeah. But then again, we do get people... The stuff you're going to see tonight is just going to... It couldn't be put into a blog because...
It's the
live performance, essentially. Expect the unexpected.
And you can't do the random slide challenge on a blog, basically. People are just, on the edge of their seats. Yeah. Is this person going to crash and burn, or are they going to soar like an eagle over the town hall?
Brilliant. Good luck, guys.
Thanks very much. Thank you very much. Cheers, John.
See you.